more detailed discussion with you about this and would be available at a future planning commission meeting at your convenience. So if you don't have questions for me, I have questions for staff.
You're done?
I'm done with the presentation.
I'm done with my presentation. Thank you for your time. And now if you have questions for me, I'm happy to answer them, and I would like to ask questions of staff.
You can give testimony, but we're not going to entertain questions of staff at this time.
So you are not going to follow the public hearing?
You're welcome to make relevant statements.
But not ask questions?
Not specifically of staff.
Your zoning code allows you to do that.
Well, if you want to ask a question that's relevant to the process, we'll decide how it's to be answered.
Okay.
Well, if you're done with your presentation, we'll discuss these things, right?
Well, she's still giving testimony,
yeah.
So.
No.
We need to ask if there are others in the audience.
I just want to make sure that we stay on top of it. That's all, Joyce.
I'm okay with that. I agree.
Because you've made your points, I think, loud and clear. Everyone here understands your points. And, I think that certainly there's opinion that those points are relevant. So we would want to have a discussion related to that.
The question I have, which I believe you'll agree with, is why did staff decide to make the changes in 5.803E? Was it, and really I'm not being stupid about this, but was it because Mr. McGrath already said that he can violate it anyway to do exactly what the changes are made to? Or what?
I don't think we want to dignify that with a response.
Well, that's like I said,
we would certainly, I think this group would certainly ask that question of staff, ask you to bring back to your presentation, so we'll certainly do that.
I appreciate that. If you do ask that, then I don't need to ask it and do that. Okay.
Thank you. Another you made your points, and we need to discuss this among ourselves. And we're not going to be able to do that while you're at the podium.
I agree.
Testimony. We can't interrupt you, and we will have to entertain other speakers as well. So that's what the chairman is saying. We thank you. You've made your points. If you could listen,
if you don't ask the questions that I have, then how will I get answers to them?
Well, you won't.
But I'm allowed to.
It's not dysfunctional. You're here to give testimony. No, that's not. Mr. Chairman.
Why don't we let her finish her comments?
I thought she was. No, she wasn't.
No, I don't think so.
Why shouldn't citizens have a right to know what rationale staff is using for the comp plan modifications in regard to conformance before the public hearing? Who will decide an irregularity in, as Ish has indicated in section 5.201? And why was the comp plan even developed if staff doesn't believe it's necessary to evaluate before the public hearing? And why do you believe that the plan commission shouldn't even understand your rationale of conformance or not before the public hearing starts? So I think those are perfectly legitimate questions. I have a copy of them for you, Chair, and give them to you.
Yeah, you want to share them with us,
that'd be wonderful. I don't want to. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joyce.
You're welcome. I'm going to give you the transcripts that I promised you.
Anybody else in the audience would like to give testimony tonight? If not, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing. I'll second it by somebody else.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Public hearing is closed. Okay. So, comments, questions, concerns.